It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners.
What happened there? I didn't even do that.
Did you take the needle off the
record? I didn't even do it that time. That's crazy. What happened there?
It looks like the needle just came right off the record.
We're going to have to make another one of those with a longer trail.
Or something.
I didn't even turn it down. It just went away. It's like, hey, what happened?
Well, I'll just say, good afternoon, Lakeshore.
Way to be on your toes,
Nick. I know. It's like, boom. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. This is Chef Nick, and we got Sharon Jackson here. You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And today, we're going to have a great day today, Sharon.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, how can we not?
I mean, we got a whole TV studio full of food.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
And great food.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful thing.
And, you know, the Sox are winning. The Cubs are winning.
Mm-hmm.
And look it, we got a Chicago favorite of pizza.
Oh, nice.
Pizza pie. And you know when it's good food because the guy behind me here that's mm-hmm. eating the food,
oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Tom Lounges.
Yeah, he's good at that.
The superstar.
Uh-huh.
He only sticks around when the food's good.
That's true.
Is that true, Tom?
That's true.
Folks, we want you to call in 769-9577. 769-9577. And we got Palermo's Pizza here visiting us. And what's great is we didn't have to go all the way to Chicago for this, Sharon. They're right here in our backyard.
Well, that's a nice thing.
You know, it's so cool that they're so close. I know it's hot out, but I think we need to jog there.
What?
Yes, we need to jog there.
You're kidding me.
Okay,
I think, I didn't sign on for this, Nick, but
it's
okay.
So close. This way people know that if they're anywhere located by the South Lake Mall, they don't need to take their car. We're just jog.
I can't believe I'm letting you talk me into
this. Well, you know, I don't want you to get upset with me.
You know what? This is crazy. You're going to have to pay me double.
You know what? I'll pay you double in pizza pie because Paul's got some great items over there. You going to make it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's only a few more feet. I see the marquee right in front of us. It says Palermo's Pizza of 64th Street. Right in front of us. You there?
How are you talking so nice?
I know. I'm talking good because you know what? I'm in shape.
Okay. Okay, I guess.
Okay.
All right. We're here.
We're here in, I guess, Maryville, Hobart area, right by the Home Depot, right by one of my favorite places is the pet place, PetSmart.
Oh, I love that PetSmart. Place. That's
but
a
we're at
place.
Palermo's Pizza of 64th Street, and we got Paul in the studio here, and Paul brought us a bunch of goodies, and I want to introduce Paul Bale.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And your cousin is?
Chachi.
Scott and you know what? Bale. Scott Bale.
That's so cool.
It's been with me forever since I was
He looked, you know, we were talking for 45 minutes back there. Never clicked until you said it, Sharon.
Well, you look like him.
He's a handsome.
Or maybe he looks like you.
He is a handsome man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a handsome devil. Now
I
he's
try.
Turning all red.
But.
it's like, don't sue us for a red.
I know. So he's from Palermo's Pizza, and they actually have three locations. And I want to introduce everyone to Paul Bale. And how you doing, Paul?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to start off with some personal stuff. Just give us a little bit about your background.
Okay. So my family started in 1961 by Midway Airport. And my Uncle Frank is still going. He's kind of like my mentor. He taught me everything. So I'm trying to keep the tradition going. So I'm the third generation, and hopefully my boys, at least one of them, will pass on the torch. But, I actually went to school for car design, which is funny, which has nothing to do with culinary.
It's crazy how many people we've had on this show that have had some other kind of trait, and for some reason, they get into the restaurant business. So why did you get away from car design to pizza designing?
So unfortunately, Frank, my uncle... his brother, my other uncle, passed away. So I was away at college, and then it was a travesty because he was like one of the concrete guys with Frank. The whole family was shocked. So he passed away young, and my Uncle Frank didn't have a partner. Mm-hmm. So we had an option, what we're going to do with the restaurant. So I decided to come back home, and I was like, you know, Uncle Frank, you've always been there for me. I'm like, I'm going to be there. Let's do it together. And he's like,
that's great.
Are you sure? Are you sure? I was like, yes, you know, I want to do this. This is a family legacy. Let's keep it going. So
it's like stuff movies are made of.
Yeah, right? Sharon's about ready to cry.
I know.
So, yeah, so I still sketch cars sometimes and draw. I do, like, artwork. But I just like dealing with people, like, you know, to make people happy. You know, they come in, they like the pizza, that makes me happy. It makes my uncle, like, three times happier than me. So I like to see that. So,
were you on the front lines, like, at the restaurant? Is that your duty?
I kind of, like, jump around just to make sure and calm Frank down because he's always, you know, kind of like, make sure you mix the sauce really good, make sure. So I kind of just kind of, like, bounce around.
So you have a couple kids.
So I got two boys, yes.
Go ahead, give them a shout out.
All right, awesome. I want to say hi to Peter and Joey. They're very excited. They're like, Dad, can we tune you in? They're in camp right now.
Oh, summer camp. Nice.
So they can stream us online.
Yeah, they can stream.
Yeah, they can
stream. LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
Right.
My son snuck his cell phone in. He's like, can I get it on?
We're
like,
on, and you go listen to us on iTunes.
I wish you would have brought Uncle Frank.
I know.
We tried to.
But he's like, I got to greet the customers when they come in because he likes to go to Indiana because it's the newest store. And, you know, a lot of people from Chicago moved out this way, and he just wants to greet them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks
it's important. Well, how long has he been greeting? How long has Palmero's been around?
So 60 years we're celebrating. So Frank started when he was very young. And he actually has, when we were talking about people having other things, he has his doctor degree.
Really?
From the University of Chicago. Very smart man.
Whoa.
And again, he ended up in the restaurant business. So maybe one day he said, you know, he wants to be a professor one day, and he has more energy than me. So
what's the doctorate in?
So he has his doctorate in romance and literature.
Cool.
So he did publish a book as well in Italy. Uh-huh. So he's accomplished so much.
Yeah, Sharon, this guy's like 100% Italian all the way.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Do I look like it a little bit?
Yeah,
he looks like my cousin. Like
I can tell.
We get along because Greek-Italian,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's kind of along the same.
My paisan.
The same plane, I guess.
What other locations you guys have?
So after the one in Midway, the original, we decided to open one in Frankfurt. It's been there about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a little small carryout just to give the taste. And that one does pretty well. Like, a lot of people have moved out to that suburb from the city. And, you know, I got a great staff at all the locations, and Frankfurt's, they help me out a lot. So, a bunch of good group.
Yeah. So, give us the address to the one over here in Hobart, Merrillville.
So, it's 2893 East 81st Street, right by Home Depot, like you said, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And come visit us. We open at 12. You can get slices. You can do, you know, call ahead of time. We usually have a couple ready to go, but we like to make it fresh.
Why you guys close on Tuesdays?
So
is that all your shops like that?
Yes. So this is my Uncle Frank again. So the whole idea was a lot of the Chinese restaurants and the hot dog place would close on Monday.
Oh, yeah. You're talking 60 years ago, so
yeah,
it's a little
so
bit.
Yeah, so he still has that mentality.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you know what we're going to do? I said, what? He's like, we're going to do the same thing. When we used to come here, everything's closed on Monday. So we're going to open Monday, take all the business, and then we close Tuesday. And then ever since then, I said, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, everyone's got to have one day one
rest.
Break.
One day of rest. So Tuesday is my day off and Saturday. So I get to hang out with the family on Saturday, and Tuesday I talk to Uncle Frank.
Folks, you're joining us here on Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick. We got Sharon Jackson here. And we have Palermo's Pizza on. We have Paul. And Paul's got a gift card. So if you give us a call at 769-9577, 769-9577, Paul will reach underneath the desk and slide me one of those gift cards so we can mail it out to you. And you'll get it right away. And you know what? I encourage you to call in because I'll give you a story, Paul. I went and got a pizza on Monday, Sharon.
I didn't know this either.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I went and got a pizza.
Pizza's great, by the way.
Oh, it is great. This is how good it is.
Sitting here doing
I went and
duty.
Got a pizza, 60-inch pizza. I'm driving home. And me and Paul, we'll talk about box or bag, but it wasn't a bag. I liked the bag. Ripped it open. It had a couple pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving. I had a couple more pieces. And then I go home. My wife had like maybe two pieces. My daughter had maybe three pieces. And I ate the rest.
You ate the whole thing?
I ate the rest. And then your sauce is so terrific. I mean, it's just out of this world.
Good.
And I kept eating it to try to figure out what was in that sauce. And there's something secret in there, and I can't figure it out. But folks, call in 769-9577. You'll get the same experience that I got at Palermo's Pizza over here in Hobart and Merrillville.
You won't tell us, will you? No, you won't tell us. You have to kill us.
No, yeah. Or Uncle Frank will kill me and you.
We'll find a horse's head in our at Chef Nick's Eatery in the front there somewhere. So the name, Palermo's.
So a lot of people think it's our last name.
Okay.
But it's basically the closest, the next closest town to our small town is Palermo. So it was catchy. So my family's like, let's call it Palermo. So it's actually where we're kind of from.
Like in Italy?
In Sicily.
In Sicily.
Big difference.
And, you know, there was a question that Tom Lounges wanted me to ask you.
Okay.
And you probably overheard it. What's the difference between Sicilian food and Italian food?
So Italian food has a little bit more spice, kind of like a little spicier. Sicilian has a little bit of a sweetness to it. And it's not just, you know, more like basil, more stuff like that. And the tomatoes are a little bit, because of the climate, it's mm-hmm. a little bit warmer. So you get a little bit more of a sweetness, and we, you know.
So you guys probably use a lot of plum tomatoes?
Yes.
Can I guess on that
yes,
one?
Yes, both. Well, I can't tell you.
Well, you're now never going to tell me.
I'll get in trouble. Okay. Uncle's listening.
Okay, but Frank, let me ask Frank. I mean, when he buys those plum tomatoes, does he actually get the can of whole plums and actually squeeze them with his hands? Or
he does all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And this is like from when I was a little kid.
If I do it wrong, I get yelled at, and I remind him I've been doing this like 23 years now,
mm-hmm.
but he still reminds me how to do it right, so. It's okay though. I love working Uncle Frank. He's the best partner anyone can ever have.
Oh, I met Uncle Frank. I can sit there and have.
And when you called me, I'm like, you met Uncle Frank? You're like, yeah.
I met Uncle Frank.
He's like a family.
You know, and what was great is he was like on the ball. He got the pizza, and then I got folks. If you get the combination appetizer plate that they have,
platter, yes.
Yeah, with the mozzarella sticks and the zucchini and the mushrooms, the thing weighed 5 pounds. I mean, and we'll go a little bit into the menu before we get around some other thing. Those mozzarella sticks, you guys bread them yourself and make them?
Yes. So we have
two I can types. Tell there's a difference.
Yes. So we have two types. We have a homemade or a regular, and some people like the homemade. Some people think it's too big, but it's whatever you guys like.
I thought it was just great.
Thank you.
I thought it was just perfect.
That makes me
so
happy.
So why the Maryville location? Any...
So
I mean, we all talk about, you know, there's price and this and that, but
right. So, you know, being in Frankfurt and Chicago, we've noticed the last couple of years a lot of people kind of moved to Indiana, and I know it was risky, but Uncle Frank kind of was driving around and he saw a spot and he's like,
no, Uncle Frank's only like what, 5'4"?
Yeah, he's a little smaller guy, but like I said, he has more energy than me.
I know, that's strong. What I'm saying. I could see him just driving
yeah,
around.
He can
like,
bench press 200.
Awesome. He's in his VW Beetle or something like that.
He's old school. But so he kind of gave me an idea, and then he's like, well, what do you think? And I said, you know what? Let's just do it. I was like, why not, you know? And so we did the Indiana thing because we felt like a lot of people from Chicago wanted that sweet sauce, that Palermo's. And then there's other pizzerias here, but ours is a little different. So mm-hmm. I told my uncle, the only way we know is if we try.
Right.
Because he's just like, what do you think? I don't know. So I'm going to try. We're going to see how it goes. And so far, knock on wood, it's been going okay. So I appreciate everybody, you know, coming out and supporting us.
And you know, the sad story about this is we'll get right with you, caller. The sad story is that right after you open, the COVID hit.
COVID hit.
So who we got?
So what an unlucky break.
I know.
So I looked at Uncle Frank and I felt bad because I'm like, what do we do now? He's like, can you get the permits? I was like, I'm going to try. But I have to tell you one thing. City of Hobart, Maryville, they did as much as they can to meet me there, to help me out.
That's good.
It's a great community out here.
And, that's good.
You know, sometimes you have, you know, like different cities and stuff like that give you a hard time. Not at all here.
Sure. So you open the place and then COVID hit?
And then COVID hit. So I'm sitting here like, oh my God. And we didn't know it. Like, is it going to take 2 weeks?
Yeah, no one knew.
Yeah,
Frank's
right.
like, oh, it'll be a couple months. I'm like,
a couple months.
Yeah, he's from Europe. Hey, he's been
okay.
through this
walk
before.
Walk it off. So,
yeah, right.
So I try to walk it off.
Big deal.
So,
yeah,
but,
put some Windex on it.
You know, like I said, the city said, listen, you know, the city is closed and stuff like that. When as soon as we open, we'll get someone out there. So they did that. And they worked with me tremendously. So I was able just to do the carryout, which was nice.
Oh, good, good.
So
started slow.
And thank God.
Yeah. You know,
and it worked out well. People
so,
like
so people are
you
like
had business?
They, yeah, they came from Valpo.
Good.
And they're like,
good.
We used to we grew up in 63rd Street over there, right by Midway. Is this the same one? And they see Frank and they're like, oh, it is the same one. So, mm-hmm. you know, it helped me out. But yeah, that COVID, it kinda kind of hurt us a little bit.
Sharon, who do you have on the line that wants to try some of that sweet sauce?
Call from Chicago.
Wow.
Hey. Laura's on the phone.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Really good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for featuring me.
Say that.
Oh, thank you so much for featuring me. I just wanted to come online and say that, like, we have been eating your pizza for years. I want to say since, like, 95.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh.
Yeah, you guys have been in our family forever.
That's she sounds excited about
that,
too.
Yeah, that's good. What I like. That's why we're in it.
Isn't that crazy? 60 years. It's not just her. Just generations of people. That could be three generations.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, definitely. Do you live by the store still over there?
My family, so we lived in Little Village, like 22nd and Fairfield. And
okay.
Then we moved to 69th and Hamlin.
Okay.
And we were like one of the very few like Mexican families there. And one of our neighbors, we were like, hey, what should we eat? Like, we know nothing about this neighborhood. We're new here. And he's like, you know what? Palermo.
Oh,
and we're like,
awesome.
Okay, we'll give it a shot. And oh my goodness, it was delicious. And honestly, we love it. And our extended family, too. We have family that come from Texas.
Okay.
They order your pizza and drive it back to Texas.
Oh, that is something else. That's crazy.
Yeah, we do get a lot of them. That's awesome. I mean, that's great.
So how are you picking us up right now? Are you picking us up? Are we streaming to you, or are we over the live air? How are you listening to us? On your computer?
Oh, yeah. I dialed into Lakeshore Radio, the website you posted. So I follow Palermo 63rd on Instagram. And
oh, that's cool.
I saw that. Yeah.
What's your favorite item there?
The photo.
What's your favorite item? What do you go to? I mean, if you're starving, what are you going to get at Palermo's Pizza?
So every time we dine in, we get the combo platter.
Ah, that's what you have.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we just ordered, you know, our extra large pizza, but combo platter is a must.
It's a must, huh?
That's awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Well, you know what Paul has for you from Palermo's of 63rd Street and over here, and she would go.
Either way.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna mail you out a gift card to Palermo's, okay? So you can use it at any of their three locations if you want to come out to Indiana.
Frankfurt.
Or Frankfurt or the one over 63rd. In 63rd.
That's awesome. Thank you. Well, so you're mailing this to my address?
Yes. Did you give your address to Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon's nodding her head. But, you know, when we're eating this food, we can't talk too much. So we just do all sign language and things like that.
I'm just doing my job.
Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Likewise.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So maybe you could put a location like in LaGrange, Illinois.
Why is that?
Just saying.
I was just telling that, you know, over in the Lake of the Four Seasons area, Winfield, we need a good pizzeria too. You know what? It's true though. I mean, there's not a lot of good pizza out there. Now, when I was a kid, it was different. It was like you didn't hear about the pizza. And it was Pizza Hut, but you didn't hear Domino's was not around. I mean, back then was the exciting time to start a restaurant.
Yes.
60 years ago was. Back in the early 60s, I mean, that was the exciting time because there wasn't really a lot of franchises.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? With the pizzas and stuff like that. And every pizzeria was just a little different. In my mind as a kid, I can think of the two, and I always say them, that you know, when I think of pizza, I think of the Pepper Pot pizza and I think of the Flamingo pizza. But, you know, this pizza is like right there.
It's amazing.
Right there. And you know what the shame is? You're probably like 10 miles away from my house. So it's for me to go get a pizza, which I'm going to do.
Because
I already done it. So that means you're going to become my destination spot. Because, you know, once a week or twice a week, even though I have a restaurant, we still order out and we sit down as a family and kind of eat whatever. And that's the pizza I get from now. So these other pizzerias that my kids like, well, forget it. They're not going to get any more.
Uh-oh.
They're going to get Palermo's pizza.
They're out of town anyway.
Yeah, pretty soon they'll be all coming out. So what kind of oven do you use?
So, you know, there are the rotating conveyor ones.
I don't like those that much.
I was just going to say. So you could use those, but my uncle always has to go with the stone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there is a big difference in taste, right, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in it?
Well, when I had that pizza from you, the first thing I did was pick up the crust, and I seen the cornmeal on the bottom. I said, well, they got a brick oven.
See,
and it's a totally different.
It is. It is.
And why is it different?
Well, because the air is not cooking it. The actual stone is cooking it. So And Frank made
I never even thought of it like that, but go ahead. Yeah. You just taught me something.
So these stones, as you can imagine, people will be like, oh, 63rd's the best, you know, because they're seasoned. Mm-hmm. They've been there for a long time. They've seen a lot of pizzas. We clean them, but they have that broken inness to them.
Like,
you know?
like a wine barrel,
like
a beer
barrel. Yes, uh-huh. Yes. So, and I didn't believe my uncle at first, but you know what? I'll tell you one thing. It's so true. So when we opened Maryville, mm-hmm. I had to go for 2 months. I went to Michigan. I went everywhere. I had to find one just like 63rd. It had to be a Baker's Pride or a Blodgett.
Right.
Had to be not a new one. It had to be an old one. So they pulled some out, and it was a nightmare finding these ovens, but I finally found the ones that 63rd had, and we put them in there.
And they're a task, aren't they?
Oh, man.
What one of those slabs, the stone that it sits on, it's got to be like 70 pounds, 100 pounds?
Yes, maybe a little bit more. There's like three guys needing to lift it.
Yeah. And you know what, Sharon? People don't realize that. I mean, folks, if you want to dial in and get some a good-tasting pizza from Palermo's of 63rd, and they're located here in Hobart, and we have Paul in the studio, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. I was talking about the stones. What happens is, you know, you get the stone, people are like, oh, forced air, conveyor, stones. But you know what? If you invest in a stone brick oven, you're investing in the taste, but you're also spending more money on labor. It's taking you an extra to man that's,
It's an art form.
It's an art form.
Yes.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. See, you didn't know all about stone.
I did not know that.
So basically, the stone kind of cools off, right?
Right.
So you got to keep constantly adjusting the pizza.
Right. You got to roll that pizza through the oven. You start one. See, you didn't think I knew of it.
You're pretty. Wow. You know everything.
No, I don't. I just like pizza.
So why do you have to roll it?
Not roll it. You kind of like move it. Adjust it through the oven.
Turn it.
Think of a clock like that. The needle of the clock going around, you kind of do that with the pizza until you get all the way around. And then when you get all the way back around, that's when it should be done,
that's
right?
To cook it like evenly on all sides or something?
Yes.
But see, Sharon, it takes a person to do that.
Yes.
Where if you got the conveyor.
That's just ready.
You just make it, you throw it in there, and it comes out and spits it out. But it doesn't have the flavor. It's just not the same thing.
And you know what else?
Because you know it's a machine doing it and not a person.
If you gave me two pizzas made in the two different areas, I would know which one. Oh, Paul would know which
one
came
from.
What were
you going to say? Something else.
It takes longer to cook. So we have this problem in Frankfurt.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when it gets really busy.
Up?
2-hour deliveries.
Oh, wow.
And I told my Uncle Frank, we got to get the conveyor. He's like, no, we're not getting the conveyor. I said, yeah, but people are going to get mad. And the girls tell me, they'll wait the 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. If it's a good pizza.
Pretty soon, I hope I can have that problem in Hobart, but
you will. What's good about the Hobart location is right there on the main highway. US
30. I know. It's
a lot of traffic, and now everyone's getting out.
No, I think so. Yeah.
But if
you
want the pizza at 5, order it at 3.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
People, even if you tell people, they still call you at 5. So I mean, it's not too bad. It's only when it's really busy, and that's the thing. So conveyors crank it out in about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
The stone ovens, 20 minutes.
It can be if they're really tight. But when the stone.
But it tastes better. So yeah. My uncle's like,
what
quality.
Makes it taste better?
It just blisters.
What is it? What is it about the
it's
stone?
It's drier because it actually cooks the crust differently. Because
see, what happens is when you throw that crust
like when you grill
down,
something.
Yeah, it sears it on the bottom. So you get that nice cracker right away.
And if you want it even crispier, you move it to another stone.
Yeah. I like it kind of blistery.
Yeah.
Some people don't. They think it's bird, but I like my pizza got
like
a little
it well
blister.
Done. They like it cheese white. Everybody's different, you know.
You know, when I went and got some food the other day, the one thing that just I already touched on, this was phenomenal, was the sauce.
Sauce. Okay. Which sauce did you have?
I had the marinara sauce.
Okay. Very similar to the pizza sauce.
It's different.
it's a little
similar,
different.
But it's tastier.
Yes.
And I was actually challenging myself to figure out what was in there, and I was actually taking a spoonful and like eating the marinara sauce, you know, to try to figure it out. And you know, we were talking a little bit, and I don't know if the room back there is green or not, but the green room, and yeah, we were holding pin. Me and Paul were back
office.
In
office.
We were talking a little loud, but
yeah,
I keep trying to get him to put a pool table in there.
You know, I have. I'm going to be an open book. I have acid reflux. I have to take something to watch my. A lot of people from the Mediterranean area have.
Yeah,
that.
I do.
But
too.
You know what? I ate that pizza on Monday night, and I did not get no heartburn. I didn't get anything. And I think it's because of the sweetness. There's not that much acid in there. You can't tell me how you do it?
I can't. Frank won't even give the pizza sauce on the side.
Oh, he won't?
He won't?
He's scared that someone's going to touch it.
He won't? You can't get it like a little side
the marinara
thing?
Because it's cooked longer.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that there's a whole theory on it, but there actually isn't a theory. But Frank says, I don't really want to put too much pizza sauce on the side. Get the marinara. Because I don't know if the acidity is different or he just doesn't want to do that. But
it's like a DNA thing.
I tell you what.
But I don't know if anyone really put it in a lab.
It's really
good. You
never
know.
It's a very, very, very good dinner.
No, I appreciate it.
Nothing is private anymore.
So what other sauces do you make from scratch?
So we take that marinara sauce and we kind of have that same – we do like a penne vodka sauce,
okay,
which has a hint of that with a cream. People love it. It's one of our best sellers.
Did you bring that?
Yeah, I have it on the second trip.
Did you get some, Sharon?
James
is here. Hi, James.
It's on the corner.
Oh, James is the president of the whole operation.
Awesome.
Here.
Thanks for
and
having
he's,
me.
And he's good. Sharon. Try that vodka sauce. Try that penne vodka sauce.
Is it on the pasta or is it on one of the pizzas?
It's on the pasta. The one
I have that was phenomenal.
That's the one James is taking.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so that's a big seller because you have a little bit of cream and then our signature sauce in it.
Uh-huh.
And people are just like, wow, because someone else would do a penne vodka sauce, but it doesn't taste like our penne vodka sauce.
Right. Yours is more effective. Now, what other sauce do you make?
So we do our Alfredo sauce, which is all, as you know, it's homemade heavy cream. We have our marinara sauce, our meat sauce, our pizza sauce.
Any sauces for your wings? Do you do any sauces for
them? We haven't done that. We kind of just have a basic hot sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the crust part, now, do you guys make all your dough?
Yes, Frank.
that's a tough one.
Because
we used to have restaurant. We used to have pizzas at my restaurant.
Yeah,
and I just used to buy like a frozen dough,
right,
and then slack it out
because you have the consistency.
No, but having a homemade dough is
it could be.
That's why it tastes so good.
I think so. It's challenging. So Frank still makes the dough, and then we have one of our cooks, and I make the dough.
Oh my God! So you make the dough
every day.
Do you
have a lot of people working for you?
We do, but Frank's very secretive, so we try to keep. So again, and I
is
hate
it all
to,
relatives.
Yeah, I hate to go against him because what he's doing,
he's not doing it's
works
funny.
Well.
It's,
so.
It's actually it's cute in a way.
You
it's,
go, Frank.
Yes, I like that.
I wish he was here.
I wish he was here too. He probably have a blast. I need you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We're sitting here on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio, and we're with Palmero's Pizza of 73rd Street. They have three locations, but you know what? We're very fortunate. They opened one up over here in Hobart and Merrillville, right next to the Home Depot and the PetSmart. That's what you got to do. Start making some pet pizzas.
That's a good idea.
So
there you go.
Now, do you do gluten-free?
Yes, we do. We have a gluten-free crust. It's, I believe, 9-inch gluten-free crust, and that sells really good too.
Yeah,
I mean that's like the kind of thing now.
You know, like you said, when you make this pizza dough, you're making it all in the Chicago location.
Yeah, so that's what we do too. I think eventually you guys have good water out here. So.
Oh yeah, we have really good water.
Okay, so we're gonna probably.
I mean, I'm the expert, I guess.
No, but it's nice. When we came here, that's the first thing Frank checked because it needs to be like 63rd Street, right?
Right.
So we do right now make it out of 63rd, but eventually we'll try to get a dough machine here and we'll start making it here. It'll be easier on all of us.
Yeah.
So, because we take a refrigeration
truck. So, you guys have,
actually,
you have a truck.
Two in the morning, I'm driving that truck.
No way. You look so spiffy. And,
a lot of coffee. Drink it constantly. Keeps me going.
So, do you, since you're making this crust all the time, do you ever think in your mind, like, I know Frank is on one of your shoulders saying you better not change things, but you ever think about, hey, I could, let's experiment and make a whole wheat crust, or can I experiment and make a crust out of cauliflower? Do you ever play around a little bit?
I do, and then I have the workers check it, but then I guess Frank told me before he tried different things, and he's like, and that's okay, like, you should, but at the end of the day, we always go back to our regular one because it's what, we did, and it tastes 10 times better. So always encourages me to try different things, but we end up going back to the regular crust.
Because of tradition
expectations? Yeah, because he's, like, simple. You got to keep it simple. That's his thing, And like, sometimes you experiment and you find something good,
yeah.
Like the vodka sauce. Like, before we used a different tomato sauce, and then I was like, let's just use our own tomato sauce, and you know, the one of the sauces that we make, and now, boom, it's selling.
Yeah, it's funny, Sharon, how that works, too. You're right. You know, like, you know, I'll have an item, and I want to play around and change it, and then you end up, like, going back to how it was originally.
To the basics, right?
I don't know why. So, like, on the cheeses, how do you guys blend your own cheese?
Yes.
Look at he's like, are you grading it with, is it a hand grater? You're using a hand grater?
Yeah, well,
you got a machine?
We do a special blend. We do use whole milk. So
yeah,
our pizza
you have
are,
to.
Nice.
They are a little bit more pricey.
Right. I don't think so. You know, we can't talk about prices, really, but
okay.
I think you guys are in line with no problem.
Okay. Yeah, so we use the Cadillac of cheeses, like the creamiest cheese you could use.
Yeah, so you use a whole milk, and you like you kind of blend it with some other cheeses?
Yes, but mostly whole milk is the key.
And I notice you have like a ton of toppings. You have something like 24 toppings?
Yes, because customers want everything.
Everything? You got anchovies?
We do.
I would think.
And sometimes we do run out, I have to admit, and I apologize. But I try to keep it on the menu as much as I can.
So what's the biggest top-selling pizza there is?
I'd have to say sausage, green pepper, mushroom, onion. They
really?
The special.
Wow.
They like it all.
See, I would never have thought.
Nice.
I would have said, oh, pepperoni.
Is
or
that the same at all the locations?
Yeah, it's called our special. I shouldn't say that. So at some locations, we have the spinach, tomato, and garlic. And
well,
that sounds
good.
Amazing.
Oh, and if people don't like too sweet,
see, us in Northwest Indiana,
it.
That's what we like.
Oh, and that sells almost as much as a special. So.
Garlic neutralizes tomato?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
It could be a little sweet. You know, and also then, what neutralizes the tomato sauce is some people put sugar in it. Uh-huh. And sometimes, folks, here's a tip. If you're making your own marinara sauce, I throw in a peeled carrot whole, and that neutralizes it because the carrot's sweet.
See, I didn't know that, Nick.
I did not know that.
I'm going to go back into the lab.
There you go.
He's patronizing me.
No, no, honestly, that's kind of cool.
So what's the largest pizza you ever made?
So we
I mean, diameter-wise. I mean, do you ever have a pizza challenge?
I should do that. I never thought of that. That's a good idea. The biggest pizza I can make.
Like something to get your, maybe, you know, attract attention.
Extended ovens. I got to get an extended
somebody oven. MTV, yourself, you know. You have a pretty
But face. What's the largest one you have now?
So we have the 17-inch.
Okay.
And that's the extra large. Some people do a 16-inch. Some people do an 18. But we do a 17-inch. It's
that
a pretty
feeds
good size.
How many?
So it could feed 4 to 5 people.
Nice.
And your sausage itself, is that homemade?
Oh, yeah.
So I was, you know, I'm amazed because people don't realize, you know, the more things you make homemade, the more labor it takes.
It is a lot of labor.
And it goes, spoils faster, too.
It does.
Yeah, everything's, you know, you
no
got to really watch. No preservatives. You're always watching. So when you hear, they're making, you know, pumping their own sausage. So you actually make your own sausage.
Yes. So we actually have a butcher that comes in. He's been working with us for a long time. And he kind of, like, cuts it up, spices it.
Really?
And then we have a huge grinder. And we grind it.
Wow.
Like 3 days a week.
Wow.
We bag it, put it in the big cooler, and then we ship it out to all locations.
That's cool.
That's a lot of moving parts.
I like when you're telling us the logistics, too, because people don't realize, like, the logistics. They
As
think
you know, Nick, that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. They just think it just comes through the back door frozen, and that's it.
I have problems making dinner at night sometimes.
So what kind of, when you got the meat sauce, what meat do you use in the meat sauce?
So we used a little bit of the pork and beef, and we grind it.
Okay.
So it's mixed, just so you get both flavors. And then the meat sauce is a lot of people.
I didn't
like
try that. I should have tried that.
A lot of people like the meat more than the marinara. A lot of people like the it depends on your preference, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different textures, like you said. They're different than the pizza sauce, too. So it's like.
Well, how about the meatballs?
Meatballs you make fresh, too.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So do you use the same mixture as the sausage to make the meatballs? Or is
same kind of blend, beef, pork.
Uh-huh. And you actually roll them?
We do.
I've done meatballs for catering, and it's like it's a lot of work.
And sometimes we do get backed up. We have to cheat once in a while, but we try not to.
So
we just order. We order some for my guy.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do there? I mean, do you like the cooking part, or do you like the?
That's a good question. No one's ever asked me that.
What is your favorite thing to do there,
Nick?
I can totally see you cooking.
I do like cooking.
Do you?
And I like cooking with my workers and my uncle because it's just like it's fun because you talk. You know, it's like therapeutic. I'd like doing caterings. Like, I'll come in the morning, help one of the girls or the cook. And I just like talking and cooking because it's just, like, something I always like doing. So you're right.
How long have you been doing the catering, and what's, like, the farthest away you go?
That's a good question. So we've been doing catering, like, 20 years now. we started, Frank kind of didn't want to do catering. He just liked pizzas, you know. And then we started branching off. And, you know, there's some people that want catering 2 hours away because they want Palermo's.
Yeah.
So I'll do it. We got a heated truck, and I'll take it, and we'll do it, you know. So I guess say 2 hours is what's the town, Rensselaer?
Rensselaer?
Yes.
You went all the way to Rensselaer?
From Frankfurt.
Oh, wow.
Because there was
an ER
doctor.
It's an hour from here.
So it was like 2 hours then, right?
Yeah.
So there's an ER doctor that called my Frankfurt store. This is before we opened Indiana. Kind of inspired me to open Indiana. He's like, I don't care. 2 hours. I'll pay whatever. I had your pizza at one of the hospitals. I think it was around here, the biggest hospital. Yeah,
probably, you know, there's a lot of them. St. Anthony's could be Broadway.
Could be one of those.
Yeah.
But he lives out there, so he probably drives an hour in.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm having my son's birthday. I wanted it all. And I was like, look at my manager, and then I asked Uncle Frank, and he's like, well, if you could do it, then do it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. Business is business. 2 hours,
catering's the best business, too, because it's all planned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's good is when you do catering, you know, that one drop-off, you know, how many people eat your food, and then
and
they know the
name.
It's
funny you mentioned that. Like, 2 weeks later, there was two parties that people live in Munster. They said they ate it at the doctor's house. So I was like, all right.
I never thought about that. That is an excellent marketing tool.
It is.
It is.
You
it really is.
Exposed to so many people.
Yes. And then just talk. They talk amongst themselves. And
folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We have Palermo's Pizza on of 63rd Street, but they're located over here in Merrillville, Hobart, right next to the Home Depot. They kind of branched out. They got delicious pizza. But we want you to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577, because believe it or not, we only got about 15 minutes left of the show.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's flying.
And we're talking here with Paul, and we're eating pizza. We're having a good time. And what I want to ask you is, you do this delivery. You ever think about a food truck?
You know, it came across my mind. You know, I kind of like staying at the shops. I don't know why. It just, maybe this is the way I was always brought up, but I think it's a good idea. I think, especially now, you know. But I've never gotten into that.
Yeah. It's kind of a different, you know, we've done some food trucks. That's a little bit
harder
craft to deal with sometimes.
A lot
that's
of what I was thinking. Even with like inspections and all that, it's probably a whole different animal, right, Nick?
So what? Oh yeah. I mean, every town you go to, you got to get a license, a health permit. Every town.
Oh wow.
And then sometimes, you know, like you go to Gary, then Lake County, so you got two. You got to get. You know, there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I think I'll just stick at the stores.
And you got to. What's your busiest day?
So Friday. Friday's a pizza day. Friday's our busiest day at all three locations.
And they're all dine in.
Yeah, there are. The one in Frankfurt only has like three or four tables, but yeah, they're all dining. You can eat inside.
So what'd you bring us?
So I brought three pizzas.
And they're almost all gone. You know what, folks? Oh, yeah, he just didn't bring pizzas. What size are those?
So those are extra large.
Those are the 17-inch.
Yeah, 17.
So I ate almost a pizza like that myself. Believe it or not, sure.
Really?
I did. Because remember the next day I came in to do his promo. I'm like, man, I'm still stuffed from those pizzas.
You did tell me
and
that.
And it was so awesome. Nick called me. He's like, hey, I went to your shop again. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, it was really good. But go ahead. Tell us the pizzas you brought in.
So we got the sausage, pepperoni, and the garlic, just to get the taste of the actual raw garlic in there. And then we got a cheese and then a regular sausage. So I just kept the basic. And then we have the penne vodka that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then our homemade Alfredo sauce on the pasta.
That's
so those
delicious.
Are the two pastas I brought.
Yeah, we tried them. I didn't even grab a plate. I grabbed the fork. I didn't double dip. Clean fork, went into the food, and then, you know, ate my share. Because I have to hurry up and get ready.
Right.
I can't just, you know.
And so thanks to D, I have food. Otherwise, I would not.
So
thanks to D.
Paul.
She brings me food.
You know, when I got a pizza from your place, it was in a paper bag.
Yes.
And these are in boxes. Now, what's better, paper or box?
So it's a preference. If you want it a little bit hotter and the cheese a little bit stickier, then you put it in a bag. My theory is the crust gets a little crispier when it's in the box. But it's your preference. You liked yours in the bag?
I liked it in the bag.
Okay.
But you know what? It wasn't because when I was a kid, they all came in bags.
Yes.
It was like the circle pizza in the bag.
And in 6th grade, we just use bags. In Frankfurt, you do
both. See?
So, in Indiana, we do both.
Yeah, you do both. Yeah, but I kind of like the bag better.
63rd is your original location, I take it.
Yes. Yeah. 60 years.
So you're really, you know, other than your cousin being a superstar, you've also been on TV for other things. And you've done, okay, tell us some of the adventures you've had.
Sure. Well, recently, Chicago's Best, they're great. They called us up, WGN, great to work with. They came in 2016, got a call from them. They said, a lot of people are raving about your food. I can't believe we didn't come here earlier. And they wanted to do a whole, you know, episode on best Italian in Chicago.
Nice.
So they picked three places. We were one of them, which was nice. They wanted to learn how to make the sauce, and Uncle Frank kind of freaked out. So I took that call, Nick. Yeah. I took the call because Frank, like, what? So I'm like, let me get it. So I kind of always like kind of jump in and diplomatically explain that they can't have the sauce. But what they can do is learn how to make sausage and meet Mama Leah, my wife, Ella, who's great. I want to do a shout out to her, too.
Uh-huh.
And my whole family was at the restaurant when they filmed, which was nice. And Jim Musso, he's a close friend, and my uncle's been ordering from him like 30 years. My meat guy, Mike Monahan, everybody, produce guy, all those guys been with my uncle for literally 60 years.
Wow.
Jim's been with him 30, 35 years, and we still order from the same suppliers.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of cool. But I'm kind of drifting. Anyways.
Gives you a warm fuzzy.
It does give you a little fuzzy. Yeah. So sometimes my wife says I'm a little cheesy, but I can't
you're in that business.
I'm totally old school, too.
Okay, cool. So I convinced them to learn how to make the sausage. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did that episode.
Okay.
And, you know, they're great producers. Everybody was great. So, you know what? I'll be honest with you. That aired. It was the greatest because 63rd was always steady, but like, you know, after 60 years, a lot of people move out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're in the same location for 60 years, but there's people that still come. That's why we're still in business and we appreciate it. But like after that aired, man, it was so busy. My uncle, I've never seen him so happy in his life.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was kind of like back in the 80s when the Bulls, or 90s, right? The Bulls? When
Yeah.
That's how it was like every weekend. So it was really cool. So we were so happy. That's and then great. The Frankfurt one got more exposure, so then it got busier. And then COVID hit.
Oh, so you did that episode 16. Right before COVID.
Well, there was two, so they called us back, and we actually were, people called about curbside Chicago's Best.
Okay.
So it was a whole another spoof on it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I was like, this is great. I got a call again from one of the producers. They're like, hey, listen, you know, a lot of people like the episode. Would you like to do, you know, people were talking that you guys are still doing curbside, and they said that it's a great place to eat still, even then we did it 3 years ago. Would you like to do an episode? I was like, yeah, especially during COVID. So it was hard. Elliot called me.
Does that guy eat a lot?
He does. I can't believe
he's a small little guy.
Dude, I don't know how he does it.
Big compliment from our own Maureen Genesco, who's the office manager, HR extraordinaire, kind of the person who runs the whole office here.
Oh, nice.
Best pizza she ever had.
Wow. That means a lot.
Folks, we only got 10 minutes left. Call in 769-9577. 769-9577. Paul Baio from Palermo's Pizza of 73rd Street, but it's over here in Hobart, Maryville. Just opened up. How long have you been there for?
We've only been there about 7 months.
He's giving away gift cards, and you can use them for pizzas, and it's a good pizza.
And Hobart Maryville is so lucky.
I know. I wish, like I said, I wish you guys were closer. How deep is your deep dish? How many inches deep is that thing?
About three inches. It's, you know, standard, 3-4 inches.
Really? Now, how is that made different than a pizza? I've kind of seen it different ways. How do you guys do your deep dish? How do you stack it out?
There's a deep dish and a stuffed, and there's people think the stuff is a deep dish, and I think we do it the wrong way, but again, Frank does it, so I just keep it the way it is. So the stuffed is kind of like a pie where there's a layer of cheese in the middle.
Okay.
And then there's like the sauce on top, but the ingredients are in the middle. The deep dish is like a regular pizza, but real thick with the cheese on top.
Okay.
So those are two, and they're both the same kind of thickness in pans. Those take 45 minutes because we got the old school ovens.
Wow.
So we got to tell customers, which it's hard. We got to be like, if you want a stuffed or deep dish, it's 45 minutes. If it's busy, it's an hour. Again, they'll wait, but we're more known for our regular thing.
So how many deck ovens you got?
I was just going to ask that. How many pizzas can you cook at once? If you can tell us.
No, I could tell you that. Or maybe I can. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. So each store has, they have 6 ovens.
Really?
Yeah.
It gets hot in there, though, too.
It gets hot. And we tried air conditioning, vents, everything, but the ductwork just sucks it right out. So it gets hot. We have fans, everything, only in the summer. You know, obviously in the winter it's great. But
Oh, yeah.
But so, yeah, we have a lot of ovens because if we have to do the volume, my uncle always wanted to make sure that we have a couple extra in case one breaks. You know how that is, old school. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he's like, buy an oven, put it in your garage. And my wife yells at me. There's a pizza oven when she opens the door. But no, but so, yeah, so we have a lot
no
of
room for the car.
yeah, right?
What's more important?
But so, yeah, we have about six at each store. So.
You know, you guys got a lot. You know what? We've been talking pizza, a little bit, but you guys got like a whole Ray menu, a huge menu.
Yeah,
and,
we have.
You got a little. Here's
small
a night.
Print, single space. Three
I know.
Columns there.
I know.
Try to squeeze it in.
That's a lot.
So I see this sandwich on here: the pepper and two egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Now that's like. I mean, I never had it.
It's very Italian.
Is that very Italian?
It's when mom makes it for you when you come home at like 12 at night.
Really?
Or 1 in the morning, whatever. She's like, let me make you a pepper and egg. Okay. Put it on the menu, Mom. It's good.
Really? Yeah. I've never even...
Sausage and pepper is a thing too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys do... We'll go a little bit down the menu here. So you guys do pizzas by the slices, you said, at
yes.
lunch.
Yeah.
And then you have ribs and shrimp. And what kind of rib do you use?
We use our baby back ribs. And, you know, they sell a lot too. So, you know, it's an Italian place, but we like to give a little variety if people like different things.
You know, the thing I noticed is, which surprised me underneath the appetizer category, was calzones.
Yes. I added that like 15 years ago.
But calzones are pretty big. Is it a pretty big calzone?
It's pretty big. It's basically like a pizza, a small medium pizza folded in half.
Okay. Now, how do you make that? I mean,
it does take a little.
Because I have calzones too. But
So what you do is kind of do like a taco. Like you put the sauce, sausage first.
Right. You put the sauce in there?
Yeah. So you put it like in the middle of the pizza.
Uh-huh.
Put the toppings, the cheese, and then you fold it over and then you kind of
fold it like a pie almost, like you seal
it
up.
Do the crust, you seal it and then you cook it.
See, we don't put the sauce in ours because it always bled, like when I have a problem, bleeding out.
No, it's true, and it happens, and sometimes you got to remake it, but Frank wants the sauce in it. I'm like, okay, we'll do the sauce. But yeah, so it's time consuming.
It's almost like, I mean, you got an appetizer, but really it can be just a meal.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, I can imagine how big. How about tell people about the toasted raviolis? You know what toasted raviolis
are? Yeah, I've had those. Those are good.
Yeah, they're smaller raviolis. They're either stuffed. We have two. We have one with basil, tomato, and cheese. And then we have a sausage toasted ravioli, which is a good appetizer.
It's not just a ravioli. When you say toasted, what does that mean?
So it's actually breaded. Some people don't know that. It's breaded, and then we cook it, and then... it's actually really good with our meat sauce. It complements it really well.
Is it deep fried or is it?
Yeah.
Yes, we do fry it. And anything fried tastes better.
Yeah. And then you dip it into great marinara sauce and it's even better. Yeah. So it's like a great appetizer. How about, you know, you do salads. Tell us some of that. Well, the one I seen that was kind of interesting was the large spinach and walnuts.
Yeah,
salad.
That's a big salad.
I mean,
salad.
These are things, you know, when you go to an Italian place, you think, you just got to get a salad, you know, garden salad or whatever. You know, but you got some different things here. So
yeah, a lot of these salads, so we have a lot of doctor's offices that order.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of learned from what they like the penne vodka sauce. And some lady wanted she's like, I like a spinach salad with like some raspberry vinaigrette. And I'm like, and my uncle's like, that's too complicated. What are you going to go get raspberry? I was like, we'll try it. So we did it and my uncle loved it and the doctor's office loved it. So I'm like, I'm going to put it on the menu.
You got the large harvest salad. What's that?
So that's kind of a balsamic with a poppy seed and it has a cranberries and blue cheese. So it's a little different.
Yum.
And didn't you do an antipasto?
Yes, big seller. Antipasto is a regular salad, and then you have pepperoncinis, you have black olives, you have salami, provolone cheese. So it's kind of like a garbage cat salad. It has everything on it.
So do you only make one soup?
Yes, which is...
No, which is fine. I mean, I worked at an Italian restaurant.
How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding. You guys are good. Yes, that's the only soup we offer. Everything's kind of just the same as it's been for 60 years. I don't know if that's a good thing
or
a bad thing.
That's awesome. I like that.
Do you change
even our restaurant on 63rd? It's pretty old school.
What does it look like? Can you tell? Like, what's
it looks like a 70s. But, you know, Elliot liked it. He's like, this is what makes it cool.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, everything's original.
Does it have, like, gold tassels or something?
It has this, like, you know... The wall or the walls are kind of
got
we paint them all
stuff?
The time, but they're old school walls.
Cool.
Yeah. We have that like a wood. Bar. It has that wood, but the old Italian.
Do you sell alcohol there?
We do.
What do you offer?
So all your basic beers, Modelo. We have Corona on tap, and we have MGD Light. We have the basics.
Is there an Italian beer? I should know this.
There is. We have Moretti in Indiana. On 63rd, we used to, but people kind of like more of the basic beers. So we go with that over there. But it's great with pizza. Like, And there's a lot of celebrities come in and out of 63rd, which is kind of cool.
Who's
Mark Sapelso.
He
comes in. And Dennis Lick's a great guy. He comes in. He played for the Bears. He blocked for Walter Payton. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that won't even tell us, but my uncle recognizes them and wants to take pictures with them. So then he tells me after. So it's pretty cool. Sometimes they come in not telling us. And
well, Paul, you're a pretty young, energetic kind of guy. What do you got? Any kind of future plans? Anything you're working on? Anything you're thinking of?
Right now, I'm just going to keep focusing on the restaurants. And hanging out with the boys. I think, you know, I was thinking about opening a fourth one, but it's just, like you know, Nick, it's just a lot of work. So I'm just trying to I really like to see this Indiana store go, you know, pick up and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to focus on this. I guess, you know what?
Can you teach your kids the trade?
I don't know. I gotta see.
I know. You know, you got to see.
You know I'm going to see.
You know,
they
got to like it naturally. You can't force them into it.
Right, and that's true, too. Yeah. I always liked it because when I was in high school, I'd always help out my uncles.
Yeah. Any contests? You guys get into any pizza contests?
No. You know what? We do have a special going on end of July. So Frank said, let's do something for 60 years. So on the last two Mondays of July, we're going to do dollar slices on Monday from 1 to 5.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of like our thing for this year. But yeah, we've been on the Sun Times and stuff like that. Like we never, you know, that's a good idea. We should like enter our pizza in contest. But
see, that's why you got to get your kids in it.
Yes.
And then they got more energy than you.
That's true.
And you send them into those contests.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They can help us.
So we're down to the last couple minutes here. We've been sitting here with Palermo's Pizza of 63rd Street. That's located over here in Hobart, Merrillville. We've been sitting with Paul Bayo, and we've been talking pizza. We've been enjoying the pizza. Tom Lounges, usually he's gone. He's, you know.
He's still hanging out.
He's on his fifth plate of of pizza and pasta. And you enjoying it, Tom?
I'm loving it.
That's good.
When Alice and I stopped in, we had the ravioli with the mushroom.
Oh, okay.
Was incredibly good. Incredibly good. And then she had the vodka sauce.
You know what's good about it is, you know, a lot of pizza places, they're getting things out of cans, and that's all they do. Uh-huh. You guys are actually making from scratch. And when I got that pizza, I could tell right away everything was from scratch. My wife's from the East Coast, which is a lot of Italians all over the place, and she said the pizza was just like from the East Coast. So we're down for the last couple minutes. You know what, Paul, why don't you go ahead and thank your crowd or say hi to someone?
Yes, well, I appreciate you. First, I want to thank all you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for promoting me and helping me. And I want to thank all the customers that keep us going. Like you said, it's hard for a small family business. We're not franchised. I don't think we'll ever franchise. You know how you said, like, what's your big plan? I think about it sometimes, but I feel like it's not going to be the same if I franchise. So I think we're just going to keep it a family-owned restaurant, and I just want to thank everybody. Our customers are the most important, the people, and there are listeners that, like here, you know.
Give us your phone number, the address, again.
Sure. The Indiana.
Yeah.
I don't know the phone number yet. That's how new it is. But it's
right here. The phone number here in Indiana is 940-3599. And he's located at, between the Home Depot and the Room Place over in Merrillville on 2893 East 81st Street Avenue in, I guess it's Hobart.
Which is
Hobart.
Also, is that the same thing as 30?
Yeah, right off of US 30. Okay.
And
then so,
kind of tucked away. You got to look.
It is hidden.
But it's definitely,
you know what? It's a hidden charm. I wish it was closer to the Winfield area where I live. I want to thank you again.
Thank
I want to thank Palermo's of 63rd Street for visiting us. I want to thank everyone for listening out there, calling in. I want to thank Sharon for running the boards. I want to thank Tom for eating up all the food so I don't have to package it.
He's
a
good guy, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too.
Both of you guys,
again, Paul, I want to thank you again. I'm sure I'll see you in the future.
All right,
and I encourage everyone to visit Palermo's Pizza of 63rd Street in Merrillville. I had it. It was great. The best pizza. I'm telling you, the best pizza around. Yasu.